Next, we have teasing, mocking, cruel, hurtful. It's just all different things describing the same thing. These are spirits, well, the definition, to make fun of others and enjoy seeing them suffer pain. We see a lot of this running rampant in the world today. You know, cartoons and different shows that are on and just attitudes back and forth between people, more so than ever. And it's just very mean, very unfeeling spirits. We pick up these spirits as a youngster, and maybe we were treated that way. You know, maybe we had kids make fun of us because we were fat, or we were short, or we were tall and skinny, or we didn't have much money. Maybe we were, you know, came from a poor family and our clothes had holes in them, or whatever. It could have been a variety of things that maybe we were picked on and teased, and they were very cruel and very hurtful things were said to us. And what ends up happening in this situation then is that we turn around and we find someone that we can treat the same way. We look for someone whom we can lash out at, and we can treat them very hurtful and cruel. And, well, I can pick on them because they're fat. Well, maybe I was picked on. And it can also be done in a very lighthearted way. There's times that these spirits will work, and a spirit underneath will be wanting to hurt somebody, but the spirit will use another spirit to say, oh, I was kidding. I'll say it with a joke. I'll wink when I say it. And when all the time it's sticking the knife in and turning the knife in a very calm, justified, cool, just joking, no big deal, when we really meant, the spirit behind that really meant to get at that person. So that's just as cruel, even though it's covered up a little more. So some phases of spirit to help us out with this, some love, definitely some love, to not treat people that way, to not treat others the way that we would not want to be treated. Kindness, again, to be courteous, considerate of other people and their feelings, and pity, to be tender-hearted, caring about other people's feelings, to really care how they feel. And if I really care, then I'm not going to say anything that's going to hurt them. Gentleness, which I don't know quite how to describe this one, except that it's very soft. It's a very, very soft phase of spirit, just very tender, real tender, soothing kind of a spirit. Scriptures, Proverbs 26, 18 and 19.
As a madman who casteth firebrands, arrows, and death, so is the man that deceiveth his neighbor and saith, am not I in sport? Or, I was just kidding or joking.
So Proverbs states it pretty clear again. Here's someone that lies to his neighbor, speaks some words that and says, oh, I was just kidding. I was just sporting with you. No, just joshing you. No big deal. And that's not to say that we can't really joke around with people. That's not what this is saying. There is such a thing as being lighthearted, joking around, laughing, joyful, goodness working, cheerfulness. That's not what this is talking about. This really is talking about a motive behind it to want to hurt somebody else, to really say something. And if we're really saying to somebody, you're ugly, how can you be joking? If you really wanted the message to somebody, I think you're fat and stupid, how can you say that? It doesn't matter how you say it, you're getting the same message to the person. And so it's what he says here. It's like a madman, someone who's obviously a madman out here who's just casting those firebrands and arrows and death, and he's out to kill. He said that's the same way it is with this person, that outwardly, you know, he's saying something real lighthearted and just, oh, I was kidding, when in reality, what's behind it is to kill. Proverbs 17:5.
Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker. And he that is glad at calamities shall not be unpunished.
So God does not want us to mock the poor. He does not want us to, the poor, anybody who doesn't have much of God. He doesn't want us to mock anybody. But if we're doing that, it says we're reproaching our Maker. God is our Maker. He made our brother and he made us, and we shouldn't be mocking anybody. And he that is glad at calamities will be unpunished, will not be unpunished. So he does not want us to be glad at calamities. Happy to see somebody else's calamity. Happy to see them suffer their pain. Romans 13:10.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law.
Again, back to that motive. If we have the right motive, then we're not going to do anything to hurt our brother. Ephesians 5:3-4.
But fornication and all uncleanness, let it not be once named among you as become a saint. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks.
Yeah. So this pretty well describes some of these spirits that we're talking about. this uncleanness. He says, let it not be once named among you. That's not becoming to a minister or a saint of God. This filthiness, this foolish talking, the jesting, the jokes, the cover-ups, to put somebody down, that is not what God would have us do. He wants us rather to be speaking and thinking things that will give thanks or regeneration to other people and to God and to ourselves. Ecclesiastes 5:6.
Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angels that it was an error.
So let's not be quick with our mouth to sin, to let evil spirits work and pervert in our own mind or pervert in somebody else's mind what they have. And after we say it, don't say, oh, didn't mean it, just kidding, whatever, but it's a justification or a cover-up. So don't do that. Stop your mouth. Galatians 5:15.
But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another.
It's exactly what's going on when these spirits are working to tease, to be cruel, to hurt somebody else. It's the biting them. It's killing them. And it's going to devour us, and it'll devour the other person. It's causing death. 1 Corinthians 13:6.
Concerning charity, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth.
Some of the characteristics of charity, as we've seen throughout this paper, they're also loving, they're also good, so kind, and it says it does not rejoice in iniquity. It does not have pleasure in evil spirits working, period. It doesn't matter who it's in, where it's at. It only has joy in the truth, in what's right.